This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They may float across the stage like they're made of feathers, but ballet dancers are elite athletes, training just as hard, if not harder, than many Olympic sports. And just like athletes, injuries can derail their careers before they've even begun. Well, now a major international research project led by La Trobe University is aiming to change that by helping adolescent ballet dancers stay healthy, strong, and performing at their peak. So joining us now is Associate Professor Ebony Rio from La Trobe's Sport and Exercise Medicine Research Centre, who's working with the Australian Ballet School on this world-first project. Ebony, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
This sounds like a beautiful partnership between science and the arts, which I love. What inspired the project?
Oh, that's a great question. So the actual partnership between La Trobe University and the Australian Ballet aims to benefit the dancers, the wider dance community, and the general public. And this project was really born out of a desire for adolescent dancers, so pre-professional dancers, to dance for as long as they can and reach their potential.
Can you give us a sense of just how physically intense ballet is for these young dancers?
It is unbelievable. They train 6 days a week.
Wow.
They are constantly in rehearsals, constantly refining their technique. They do strength work on top of that. They perform. The workload is incredibly high. And unlike sport, you know, you talked about the Olympics, a lot of our sports have off seasons and they have that downtime and they can sort of build up. Dancing is essentially year round.
It keeps going.
Keeps going.
Non-stop. It just amazes me how they stand on their toes.
It is incredible. The point-based dancers are amazing, of course.
So is the reason you're aiming this at adolescent dancers because I suppose the injuries haven't happened yet? And is it about preventing those injuries?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We don't know a lot about the injury profile at that level.
Right.
So we do want to understand better so that we can prevent them. And it's also a period of growth. So the injuries may not be the same based on age. It might be based on more around the development of that particular person's body. And so that way we can target, you know, particular injury prevention strategies on what they need, not just an age-based approach.
Now, this research, it's part of a much bigger international study, I understand. How does the Australian Ballet School fit into that picture?
It's a really big study. So it's an international study with the Sport Injury Prevention Research Centre in Canada. So that's one of the IOC research centres.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, La Trobe is also one of the IOC research centres. And we've come together with North Carolina to have this three-arm multi-centre study to get as much information as we can, knowing that we'll share between those centres, but likely we'll have some sort of Australian-specific, you know, context-specific information and that we'll co-design.
I love how La Trobe's up there with this world research.
Me too.
Leading the way. It's fantastic. We're pretty good like that with education here. How will the, I suppose, this program actually work day to day for the students? So how will it integrate with their training, like you mentioned?
So in the data collection phase, when we're looking at injuries and you know, gathering baseline information, we want to burden them as little as possible. So what we do at the start, Warren, is take quite a few tests around their strength and their flexibility, and then we follow them each week to see whether or not they've sustained any injuries. And then what we'll be able to do is look back and see what things at baseline might have predicted who got an injury or who was protected, and then we can co-design with staff and dancers prevention programs going forward.
Are dancing schools all over the world waiting for this
research? I hope so. Absolutely.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Ebony Rio from La Trobe University, who's working with the Australian Ballet School on a new international research project to help dancers avoid injury and extend their careers. Now, one of the dancers, Lottie, I believe, spoke about the emotional toll of injury. How important is the mental side of recovery in a project like this?
Absolutely. So, you know, the mental load and the mental toll of ballet without being injured is huge. You know, all the different repertoire, you know, particularly as they're learning and honing their craft.
Mm-hmm.
So sustaining an injury that might influence how they're selected for different performances or reduce the amount of time they can train can be really impactful. So preventing injury isn't just about the physical body, it's also protecting and supporting the mental health of our young people.
Do you think, I spoke to Pete earlier about what's coming up on Drive, and he was saying that a friend of his, you know, is still recovering from being a dancer. Do you think this could potentially lengthen the career of dancers?
Well, actually, the incredible partnership between La Trobe University and the Australian Ballet, so the company, that's been a really big vision. And we have dancers in the company dancing into their 40s.
Oh, wow.
Which years ago was unheard of. And so, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, dancers and these elite athletes get to choose when they call time as opposed to being forced into it.
Do you think this kind of program, once you've completed the study, could be rolled out to community dance schools and I suppose other performing arts disciplines as well?
It's really important for us that the research that we do is impactful and has a wider reach to the community. So that would absolutely be something that we'd be interested in. There might need to be some, you know, elements of co-design so that really worked for the context of that company or that group of people, but that would absolutely be the goal.
When do you reckon you'll finish the research?
Oh, research is ongoing. Every day's a school day. We're constantly learning, but it's not to say that we're not constantly, you know, feeding back and evaluating and looking to be impactful in the here and now.
Keep us posted on how it goes. We'd love to know. If someone is, I suppose, dreaming of the world stage for dancing, but is hoping to stay injury free, what would you say to them now?
Oh, I can give you a couple little tips.
Okay.
So we know that one of the main injuries in dance is foot and ankle and the calf muscles. So the muscles on the back of the leg, on the lower part of the leg, are incredibly important for jumping and landing and doing all the amazing activities. Actually, they're important throughout your lifespan. Mm. They'll help prevent falls. So being really strong in your calf muscles, doing a really simple good quality calf raise is a really good start for anyone out there.
I'm glad you said that. I actually had a skiing accident many years ago and injured one of my calf muscles. And I can't believe the amount of the impact it had throughout my life
100%.
In terms of my functionality. And even now, it's still a bit like a piece of concrete.
Well, you can do a few calf raises in the next break.
I'll do them as well. I love the research. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive. Please keep us posted on how it goes.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ebony. That was Associate Professor Ebony Rio from La Trobe University's Sport and Exercise Medicine Research Centre.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.